from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin with health care. Double-digit increases in Obamacare health insurance rates have been reported across the nation. But here in California, the cost of most policies is going up about 7%. State Senator Mark Leno represents San Francisco and chairs California's Budget and Fiscal Review Committee. He says for every 10 people who carry insurance through Covered California, the state healthcare exchange, 9 of them will qualify for financial help.
87% of those in Covered California will have their subsidy match the increase. So it will be of very minimal impact. And that's not part of the headline that we're reading today.
Meanwhile, Senator Leno is leaving the legislature this year after 15 years in Sacramento. It was routine for Leno to file legislation to create a single-payer health insurance program, but he stopped that tradition 4 years ago. We asked him why.
What I did not want to see happen with the issue of single-payer health care reform is for it to become a joke.
And we had the California Report's health journalist, Laura Clivens, check those numbers about rate hikes. And Senator Leno was correct. Only 10% of Californians in the state exchange will see a rate hike of about 7%. We're going to move now to the election. One of the decisions voters will make is whether to legalize recreational marijuana in a few weeks. If Proposition 64 passes, local governments will have a big role in determining how or if pot businesses operate locally. As part of our California Counts election collaboration, Katie Orr visited two cities taking very different approaches to marijuana.
In the dusty, windswept city of Adelanto, City Councilman Johnny Bug Woodard Jr. is standing in front of a chain-link fence surrounding a vacant lot. He's giving me a tour of what's called the Green Zone, the industrial area where Adelanto allows medical marijuana cultivation.
Okay, what you're looking at here is the first property to actually break ground to build a new building.
It doesn't look like much, but Woodard says this business and others like it will lead to a new future for Adelanto, a worn-down city of about 32,000 located in the high desert of San Bernardino County. Since it passed an ordinance last year allowing for large-scale medical marijuana cultivation, Woodard says some big names have come knocking.
So right now we have 32 licenses that have been issued. Okay, so what we've seen here is we've seen UCLA, USC, the City of Hope is here, University of Mississippi is involved.
Woodard tells of investors with gold-plated Bentleys driving down dusty city streets and pro athletes coming to visit. In an effort to capitalize on the potential investment, Adelanto has placed Measure R on its November ballot. That's a 5% excise tax on all marijuana-related business within the city.
Can I get one chicken tender down?
At a local cafe just down the road from the Green Zone, we run into investor Chuck Shakta. So far, he and his partners have put about $3 million into their medical marijuana cultivation project. Shakta says land prices are skyrocketing.
We've been close to a year and a half working on this project. And now the prices are high, so our competitive edge is that we did start over a year ago and we secured our property.
Woodard says the investments by Shakta and others are having a ripple effect throughout the town, which was on the verge of bankruptcy not too long ago. New jobs are coming, as are plans for new development. Woodard says Adelanto's in a good position if California voters approve recreational marijuana.
We're in the driver's seat right now. We're driving this car home.
But not all local governments are embracing the possibility of legal marijuana. The upscale Bay Area city of Walnut Creek is full of posh boutiques and high-end department stores. Water fountains burble as merchants offer samples to passing shoppers.
You want to try an antioxidant tea? That's a good one.
It's an atmosphere the city council doesn't want to muddle with marijuana. The council voted 4-1 to pass a resolution opposing the passage of Prop 64. Police Chief Tom Chaplin agrees. He's concerned about drug driving.
We don't have an agreed level of impairment. So if we put more drug drivers on the road and that leads to more fatalities, the air of inevitability is not a valid argument for this, what I would describe as poorly constructed measure.
A lot of cities are just trying to figure out what Prop 64 could mean for them. The measure gives cities and counties the power to regulate marijuana-related activities. They can establish zoning and permitting rules. They can even ban marijuana businesses. And if Adelanto and Walnut Creek are any example, different cities will have different approaches and rules when it comes to regulating marijuana. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr.
Guacamole lovers, we bring you some good news. After several weeks of an avocado shortage, the meaty green fruit should be returning to restaurants and stores this week. Earlier this month, Mexican avocado growers went on strike to protest falling prices. That slowdown in supply set a spike in costs as California's avocado crop was way below normal. As we looked into this avocado shortage, we started noticing a host of other shortages in California, according to credible media reports. And so, here's a segment we're calling Shortages in California During 2016.
I'm Guy Marzorati, and this is the Shortage Report. Here's what we have a shortage of: water, farm workers, affordable housing, teachers and Latino teachers, and Spanish-speaking Latino teachers, airline pilots, air traffic controllers, doctors, OBGYNs, sewage, yes, a shortage of sewage, say that five times fast, mud, school nurses, blood, squids, talent, ooh, facts, major shortage of talent, educated workers, and yellow peppers. I'm Guy Marzorati, and that's the Shortage Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
I'm John Sepulveda, wishing you a great day. This has been the California Report for Wednesday, October 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio.